Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Fall has historically been marked to correct acidic soil problems. Many warm season forages are utilized in southeast Kansas, and since lime reaction is a time-dependent process, fall applications take advantage of winter precipitation and the 90 to 150 days for the pH to change in the soil profile. Correcting soil acidity is important for pasture productivity, keeping legumes in the species mix, and animal health and performance. For pastures, the target soil pH will be around 6.5, but this target is highly dependent on the forage species you're trying to grow. Proper pH management is important because it influences the availability of many soil nutrients to plants. Lime has remained relatively unchanged for thousands of years. This is because common liming materials like calcium carbonate, commonly known as ag lime, is simply crushed limestone rock. The neutralization of acidity is caused by the hydrogen and calcium ions interacting. This process requires that the calcium particles come in contact with the acidic soil particle. This is easily accomplished through tillage and the subsequent mixing of the soil with the liming material. However, in a no-till field or pasture situation, we're left with the action of downward water filtration to move particles to the root zone and create change in pH. Very fine lime particles, as compared to larger particles, will create change faster because of the higher filtration rate through the soil profile. Very coarse lime may take a decade or more for the small lime pebbles to weather and break down, resulting in changes that do little to lighten root stress. You could equate the fineness to reactivity. The purity of a liming material, measured as calcium carbonate equivalent, and the fineness is used to determine the effective calcium carbonate equivalent, or ECCE. This classification system allows producers to compare apples to apples with different liming materials or particle sizes. Accordingly, K-State Research and Extension recommendations are based on the required amount of ECCE lime to return a soil to the optimum pH level for a forage. Coarser particles will lower the ECCE because they take longer to break down. To put this into practice, consider a lime at 50% ECCE, and your soil test calls for 1.25 tons per acre. So you'll need to apply 2.5 tons of this product to meet an optimum pH level. Lime products with a high ECCE will likely cost more, as less material is needed for pH change. The effective calcium carbonate equivalent is a tool to help producers determine the proper application rate regardless of the liming source. If you'd like to check the pH of your soil or know more about correcting levels, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.